Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and I'm giving you a witness report. I spent 6 weeks in Israel since May. Three of the weeks were in July. And in July, Israel was at war for 28 days with a Hamas, a terrorist organization, who is the government in Gaza. While I was there, I could see, and I could see before I did, that we're watching. Jesus told us to watch the nations. So watching the Islamic nations, it speaks of a war that they have, a confederacy against Israel, Psalm 83. And I believe that's an ongoing war. It is not so recognizable as saying, well, it began on, like we can with World War II, when they bombed Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941. That war began. And we know the day, 1945, that it ended. But Psalm 83 is not like that. It is an ongoing war. It is, I'm going to read just a little bit about it. Keep not silence, O God, hold not thy peace, and be not still, for lo, thine enemies... their enemies to Jehovah God, make a tumult, and they that hate thee have raised up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy holy ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. So they have a confederacy, and it names who they are. And as it names them, it names what today are the Arabic Islamic nations. And they have said, verse 12, let us take to possession to ourselves, let us take to ourselves the pastures of God in possession. That means the lands. So they want the land of Israel. This psalm calls for a judgment that will come. And it says in verse 18, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. So there will come an intervention by God, but right now it's going on, though not so easily recognized as some wars are with a beginning and an ending date. This phase of the war began, I believe, on September 29th, 2000, Rosh Hashanah, when Ariel Sharon went to the top of the Temple Mount to pray. An intifada, Arabic for uprising, already planned but blamed on Sharon's action, began on that date. I have written on this extensively since 1999 and called it the Shemitah Year Prophecy. You can get that from us. You can get it in my, I think I put that in the syllabus on the book of Revelation, the syllabus on the book of Daniel. And I may have it somewhere else. You could call us at 1-800-972-3447 and see about getting a copy of that prophecy, either in one of those syllabus, a syllabus, or in print. But there is a prophecy about the coming up. We're going into a Shemitah year. The Shemitah year begins this year, the seventh year of a seven-year cycle. And very interesting. But this war cycle began, according to that prophecy, Rosh Hashanah, September 29th, when Ariel Sharon went to the top of the mountain and a war happened. And that war, this Psalm 83 war, is a part of a war cycle which will continue, according to the Shemitah year prophecy, until the war, which the Messiah ends by setting his feet down on the Mount of Olives in Zechariah 14. In other words, a war has started, this war right here, this war of contrition, and it's not going to, it will lead into other wars. I believe it will lead into, soon or not so soon, to the start of the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. And that Ezekiel 38 and 39 war will have a well-defined beginning and ending date, according to those two chapters. But right now, Israel is in a war cycle. The only peace in the interim between 2000 and when the Lord comes and puts his feet down on the Mount of Olives, the only peace in the interim will be the false peace offered by the one Christians call the Antichrist and Jewish writings call the one more evil than Haman. They say there's coming a man and he will be more evil than Haman. Of course, Haman tried to destroy from the book of Esther. You can read about him. So in watching the nations, we watched Israel. Jesus told us, watch the nations, watch the fig tree. Excuse me, he said, watch the fig tree, that's Israel, and watch the other trees. Those are the nations of prophecy. So what I see happening in them and reported here in my newsletter is this Psalm 83 war is going on right now. Some people say, well, it's going to start. It started already. And it's ongoing, and it will not end until it will. What do they say? Morph into or go into, expand into greater wars. In watching the trees are nations. There we've read real calls to watch Europe lately. Jew hatred, a term more definitive than anti-Semitism, has reared its ugly head in Europe. The old Roman Empire revives. I do write about this so much in my syllabus on the book of Revelation and my syllabus on the book of Daniel. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447 and request the syllabus on the book of Revelation or the syllabus on the book of Daniel, and you can read about the old Roman Empire revived. Newsweek magazine's 8/8/14 issue, and you maybe can still get it, shows on its cover a young Jewish woman with a suitcase in her hand. One word is blazoned across the cover in big black letters, Exodus. A subtitle reads, Why Europe's Jews Are Fleeing Once Again. The article begins, The mob howled for vengeance, the missiles raining down on the synagogue walls as the worshipers huddled inside. It was a scene from Europe in the 1930s, except this was Eastern Paris on the evening of July 13. Thousands of people had gathered to demonstrate against the Israeli bombardment of Gaza. But the protests soon turned violent and against Jews in general. 2 weeks later, 400 protesters attacked a synagogue and Jewish-owned business in Sarcelles, in the north of Paris, shouting death to the Jews. Posters had even advertised the raid in advance, like the pogroms of Tsarist Russia. Newsweek goes on to report murder, terror, and other atrocities against the Jews across Europe in Belgium, Britain, Sweden, Italy, Hungary, Greece, and sets apart this statement in a graphic. 70 years after the Holocaust, from Amiens, I'm not sure of the pronunciation, to Athens, quote, in large letters, the world's oldest hatred flourishes again. All across Europe, and you can read in this article, it has risen again against the Jews, and they're coming home right during the war. 400 came from France, fleeing for their lives, according as this article says, and they're come from other places. Well, there was a group, the 400, that came from the United States, and 100 of them were young Jews coming over to join the army. So we're watching. We're watching with the witness ministry. One thing I'm watching is God's calendar. According to that calendar, and you can get a copy of the Shemitah year calendar from us, the seventh year of a seven-year cycle is the Shemitah year, and it begins on Rosh Hashanah, September 25th. We are also in the span covered by the blood moon eclipses. Things are happening in Israel. See my teachings on these subjects. If so, what then? All these are signs of the times. Jesus is coming. The Bible tells us that it will turn out gloriously. In every situation of life, we are told to turn to God's, we are to turn to God's word to see what He says for us to do. The Holy Spirit, through Paul, told us what to do in the very first epistle written to the church, 1 Thessalonians 4:15 through 18. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. In the very next chapter, it tells us that they, now chapter 4 tells us about the rapture for the church, and then the next chapter, 5, speaks about they, them, not us, what they can expect. And then comes our instructions as to what to do during the prophetic days of the end times. What are our instructions? Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesyings. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Next is the promise for doing this word. I use it as my divine health insurance. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 through 24. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who called you, who also will do it. There's another instruction that's given us for last day. 10:25 of Hebrews. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. These are timely instructions. We have an autumn assembly of prayer, October 30th through November 3rd. We invite you to join us at this important assembly. I'm excited about our new venue. We've had meetings there. Management's easy to work with. The atmosphere's good. Comfortable theater seats, every one of them a good one. But most importantly, I'm looking forward to the assembly of consecrated saints working together as we see so clearly now the day approaching. The Lord told us, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. We're going to assemble for this assembly of prayer. We'll actually have our noon prayer on Wednesday, October 29, at the theater. And then that night, we'll pray for about an hour. And on Thursday morning, let the assembly begin. And may the assembled servants of the Lord prosper in His purposes. You can find out more online about the Autumn Assembly at billybrim.org, billybrim.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. You can call us and find out. We have hotel information. We have all kinds of good information for you. We want to see and meet with you according to the Lord to work in prayer. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom.